In a report to be released later this month, researchers at the University of Massachusetts found that smoking or microwaving fish can reduce PCB levels by more than 60%. That's because the chemicals are stored in the fatty tissue of fish, and cooking the fish by these methods liquefies the fat, allowing the toxins to flow away. While the news will help protect public health, Tim Eder of the National Wildlife Federation says the study's recommendations confirm that environmental problems persist.
This is just a very clear indicator of the fact that the Great Lakes still have very serious contamination problems. And what we really need to focus on is the source of that pollution, which includes smokestacks and contaminated sediments and some ongoing discharges from cities and industries.
Eder says the same result can be achieved by trimming the fat by hand, and warns consumers not to view the study as an indication that eating large amounts of Great Lakes fish is safe. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.